Just one quick halakha, a review of something that we did. So we know that there's a pasuk that says "V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael." That pasuk we learn that anything that's considered the varim shebekedusha, meaning nakdishach, which is kedusha, kaddish, hazara, berkat kohanim, barichu. These are considered the varim shebekedusha. You cannot say it with less than a minyan. Question is, how much is a minyan? So the Talmud Yerushalmi in Berachot, in the seventh perek in Halakha Gimal, brings two sources. How do we know that a minyan is 10? One is from Korach. By Korach, it says, Ibadelu mitoch ha'eda hara'a. So you see the word toch and you see the word edah. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, move yourself away from this edah, this group where we have Korach. So therefore, since it says toch by v'nikdashti betoch, and it says ibadelu mitoch ha'edah, so it's as if it says the word edah by v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. So imagine it says v'nikdashti betoch adat b'nei Yisrael. Okay, that's good, but we don't know how much an edah is. But we know that you need an edah for v'nikdashti. So the Gemara says, if you go to the Meragelim, it says, Ad matai le'eda hara'a hazot. And we know how many of the Meragelim were considered eda ra'a? 10. So therefore the Gemara says, so you see eda is 10. And it's as if it says eda by v'nikdashti, betoch b'nei Yisrael, meaning adat b'nei Yisrael ki'ilu. So that eda becomes now 10. The Yerushalmi then brings another source. And the source is V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. And it says when the brothers came down to Mitzrayim, so it says that the brothers came down the toch Mitzrayim to buy food. It says the toch, or betoch. So therefore you have a gezerah shavah betoch, betoch from the Shebatim. So Hacham Avadya alav shalom in Yabiya Omer, he brings a nafkamina between the two sources. What would be the nafkamina? Can you mitztaref a katan to a minyan? Let's talk about one katan. You have nine guys, and you want to use one minor. So if you learn it from Adat Korach, what type of edah was it? There was minors there. It was men, women, and children. And the Torah is telling you that's the type of edah. That type of edah is considered an edah. And therefore, you can include a minor at least. But if you learn it from the Shevatim, they were Gedolim when they went out to Mitzrayim. So therefore, you can only have a minyan of Gedolim. I always had a question, that why would the Gemara Bichlal bring a ra'ayah from Adat Korach to learn such a thing? You couldn't. What do you need edah ra'ah? That's we're going to learn a minyan from edah ra'ah and so on and so forth. To my delight, I saw yesterday at Rabbeinu Bahya in Parashat Vayikra, where this pasuk is written, V'nikdashti betoch, and he quotes this Yerushalmi. It's a Babli also of this derasha, and he says Ve'omer Rabbi Yaakov shezeh ta'ut sofer, because how could you learn minyan from such a terrible place? He says, Ela, the main mekor is from the Shevatim. So I was delighted to see this. I always say that. And I say that as a joke. How can you learn from him? But really, they said it's brought down by the Mishonim. Good. So really, the question then comes out to be, can you mitztaref a katan to a minyan? That's the real question. So the Gemara in the seventh perek in Masechet Berachot has this famous statement of Rabbi Yoshua ben Devi. And he says, katan osin oto snif la'asara. That a katan, you can make him a snif, meaning you can join him to minyan of asara. Now, in the context that he was talking about zimun. But the Tosfot proves that hu hadin the tefillah. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam said, we posek like Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, and therefore we wanted to say a phenomenal chedush, that indeed you can count a katan for a minyan of asara. And then the Ibn Tam says, and some people want to say that he's got to be holding a chumash for this to work. The Ibn Tam's language is uminhag shetutu, meaning the fact that you have to hold a chumash, that's not ma'aleh or murid. The Yehoshua never mentioned katan, they were chumash in his hand. So therefore, the Ibn Tam says it should be okay. As a result of this, did Rabbeinu Tam actually follow his practice? He didn't. Because the Ri then says, although Rabbeinu Tam said it's okay, but he himself did not nuheg and did not follow it. Which is important to know. So the question is, what about the poskim? And even the poskim discuss. So Maran, as we learned it recently, Siman Nun He, Maran writes that someone has said, Yesh Omri, that you could count a katan, but then the Maran writes clearly, in very, very clear words, Ve'en Nir'in Divrehem. Finished. See, that's not like a Yesh Ve'yesh, or that's just, it's clearly telling you, En Nir'in Divrehem. That means Maran holds that Afilu B'Sh'at HaDahak, I mean, you're living in some yeshuv somewhere and you only have 10 with a katan, I'll tell you, don't mitzaref it. The Rama just writes on Maran, Vafilu im yesh lo chumash beyado. Just throws that in, you can't mitzaref him. But then he says, however, there's yesh nuhagim, there's some nuhagim that do it. And the Magen Abraham brings down that, yes, bizmanenu nuhagim mitzaref katan. Interesting. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Zalman in his Shohan Aruch HaRav also brings down that you shouldn't rely on it, but B'Sh'at HaDahak, if you need it, you could rely on a katan. Although the Levush writes, Chas V'Shalom, we never saw anybody that was lenient on it. So it's back and forth by the Ashkenazim. By the Sfaradim, Maran already was very Had V'Halak, Afilu B'Sh'at HaDahak, there's nothing to talk about. The controversy comes because there was a great rabbi called Rabbi Yaakov Mimerviz. There was a rabbi, one of the Baalei Tosafot, from the south of France. He wrote a sefer called She'elot U'Tshuvot Min HaShamayim. Before he used to go to sleep at night, he used to have a kavanah, and he would go to sleep with a question in his mind, and in the dream, they would answer him the question. And then in the morning, he would come up and write, last night in the dream, they told me, so on and so forth. She'elot U'Tshuvot Min HaShamayim. He lived 800 years ago. He was one of the Rishonim. He was one of the Baalei Tosafot. So we went to sleep with that question. Could you mistaref ketanim with a minyan? And they called him the pasuk in the middle of the dream. When he woke up, he said, the dream that the pasuk that they told him was, ha-ketanim im ha-gedolim Yosef Adonai Alechem. Like we say in the Halev. Which is what? Ketanim im gedolim. Put them together, Yosef Hashem Alechem. Count them. And therefore, he wanted the people sick. You see that in the dream. So someone is saying, that's it. Maran. Okay, Maran's very nice, but this is direct call from the Shamayim. So, Acham Avadiyah writes that in Yabiyah Omer, based on the Shibulei Leket. Although the Shibulei Leket says, Ve'en anu zikukim lahalom shel oto tzadik velo lepitrono. We don't need his dream and we don't need his pitaron. But they call him the tzaddik. There's nothing to talk about. The tzaddik is sort of olam. But he says, lo b'shamayim bi. And it's true, we don't really take the psakim of Jeshut ben Hashem. There's many chadushim that he had. He had a chadush that he asked, should we say Shechiyanu on the Megillah on Purim morning? And they said, yes. And we don't, even though we have Shulchan Hashemayim. He said, should ladies make a beracha on Mitzvat Aseh Shehazman Gerama? The Ben Ish Chai says, yes. But we posek like Maran, not to. I have a Shulchan Hashemayim. You see, we don't take those rulings against the Maran. So Chavuyah says, forget about the Shulchan Hashemayim. The question that one of our members asked, he was praying by a Chabad, and they rely on a Bizalma, Shat HaTahak, and the Baal HaTanya, that's the rabbi. And B'Sh'at HaDahak, and there was 9, including this fellow, Syrian guy, with a katan. So his she'ela was to us, does he have to walk out? Does he have to walk out? They have a minag. Maybe he has to walk out. How's he answering amen? Maran holds, I feel B'Sh'at HaDahak, this is doesn't count. Maybe his amen's on the batala. Maybe he's mishayaya for, I don't know what. The Ibn Tam didn't do it. So Chacham Ben Tzion Av Shalom in Chelek Bet on page 45 writes this question, and he says, "Yeah, listen, if they're doing it, it's their minhag. Maran said someone who hate to do it. So you will have to be part of the. When in Rome, do like the Romans." However, Chacham Avadya Alav Shalom in his criticisms to the Or LeTzion on Daf Memeh, he says, "Chas B'Shalom." He says, "There's a famous teshuvah of the Maharam Mirotenburg, and Maharam Mirotenburg was with Gedolei Rishonim." And the Maharam Mirotenburg was writing to the Talmid that asked him that exact question. And Maharam Mirotenburg says, absolutely, you must walk out. He says, there's no basis for this minhag. Don't be part of it. And you have to leave. And today's the Yortzeit of Rashi. Rashi HaKadosh also in one of his teshuvot said, "En anu somchim azeh bechlal," to rely on a katan. So he says, Maharam Mirotenburg asked that question. He says, you have to walk out. Especially according to Maran, and therefore Chacham Avadya says, he argues on Chacham Ben Tzion, and he says, if you see a minyan like that, and you're the 10th guy, don't be part of that group. But he says, Rabbeinu Tam, that was Maran Mirotenburg's claim. Rabbeinu Tam himself, who's the author of this halakha, didn't practice it. So therefore, we're gonna practice. He was against it, obviously. And therefore, he said, you should be part, especially for Maran. If you're a Chabadsker and you're part of it, okay, you have Rabbi Zalman to rely on. But I guess Chacham Avadya's Shita also is that anything that you're not Hayab in to answer Amen to, it's a famous one of the Him and Chacham Ben Tzion, for example, like the Halel to Rosh Chodesh by the Ashkenazim, where Chacham Ben Tzion says, you can answer Amen to that Beracha. And Chacham Avadya says, not your Beracha, for us it's the Beracha al-Batala, so the Amen is the Batala also. So therefore, all those aminin that you're answering, the Shitat Maram, where he holds he cannot mistaref, and even so, and then we'll conclude with this, that the Sha'ar Tzion brings down, the notes bring down, that in Chacham Avadya's Yabiya Omer, that even those that are lenient to rely on a katan, it's only for Kaddish and Baruch, but not for Hazarai. So only for just to say a Kaddish, the mandatory Kaddishim and things like that. They don't want to make Berachot Lebatala based on Ketanim. So again, it's well documented, at least for the Sfaradim, that we should not rely on this katan to be mistaref. Eli, you need 10 gedolim. Chavu, Baruch Hashem. Amen.